Well, tonight we're following the story of the massive earthquake off the northeast coast of Japan, 8.9 magnitude. Power cut now to 4 million homes in and around Tokyo. 14 fires, major ones in Tokyo as well. An airport has been closed. There is a tsunami warning now for portions of Hawaii. Devastation all over the place. We're going to be back in a moment. We'll be talking with one of the great living metaphysicians, Stuart Wild. He predicted years ago a tsunami for Seattle. I want to get his take on this. We'll continue to take your phone calls all hour long as well. I'll be back in a moment. Let us get these messages in. We'll come right back to you on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back. We'll take a few calls and we'll go straight to Stuart Wild. Let's go to Gerard in the Bronx, New York. Gerard, thanks for holding so long.
How you doing, George?
Good.
Hi. Terrible devastation in Japan tonight. A couple of days ago, I heard a news report about a 7.6 quake off the coast of Japan in the sea, in the ocean.
Right.
And, Japan is quite prepared for quakes now. But concerning tsunamis, how do you – you can make earthquake-ready structures, but how do you make a tsunami-ready structure?
Oh, geez, you can't, I don't think. The power of a tsunami is unbelievable. I mean, they're talking about different waves. This one, they say, is 13 feet. I think it's higher. Mm-hmm. But if you had a 50-foot tsunami, for example, with the force that it has, it could knock down an Empire State Building. Mm-hmm. You can't block that.
Well... I've been feeling last couple of days, and we're four-fifths water, us human beings. So there is an effect from the moon, a gravitational pull.
No question about that.
I've been feeling a little strange last couple of days.
Kind of off a little bit. Yeah.
Exhausted. Yeah. So I'm just wondering if, this is somewhat of a predictor of some major, catastrophe.
Well, and let me ask you this. Since it hit, since the big one just hit,
right?
How do you feel now? You feel you're almost back to normal again, aren't you?
A little relieved. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. Yeah. Me too. Okay, Gerard, thank you. Let's go to Stuart Wild now. Stuart has been predicting a tsunami that would hit Seattle. Thank God it hasn't happened yet. Stuart, I guess you'll be one of the first to say you're glad it hasn't happened yet.
No, I don't want Seattle to be destroyed. I love America and I love Seattle. I don't want anything to happen to anything, really, But I did predict that Tokyo earthquake, well, the Japanese earthquake about 9 months ago on my blog, StuartWildBlog.com.
Yes, absolutely. Now, give me your views on this one, Stuart.
I predicted the fall of Mubarak, the fall of Berlusconi, and the fall of Gaddafi, and Mubarak's gone. Berlusconi has been indicted for pedophilia, and Gadba, as I call him, Gaddafi, he's in trouble, So the prediction game's getting really good.
What do you think of this situation tonight?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm in a very remote area, and I have no information at all other than, like most of Japan's come down, I have seen very, very high waters in Hawaii, and I put that down about maybe a year, 15 months ago, but I don't know whether this tsunami's going to hurt Hawaii or not, But last year...
Well, they have issued a tsunami warning for Hawaii already.
Yeah, that's interesting because I saw that and I posted that on my blog a long time ago. Well, not a long time ago, but maybe about a year ago. But I write an annual review every year at the blog, And the second most visions I've seen this last year were the rising waters, And people have to go to the blog and go to the archives and click annual review. And we ask them to enter their email, but we don't keep it. But it flips them to a sort of a hidden site. And the reason I did that was I kind of wanted to slow up the looky-loos because the annual review is very personal, and it talks about Jesus, the return Jesus, and stigmata and stuff like that. And the most visions I saw last year were Jesus, and I'm not a Christian, And I mean, I love Christianity, and I respect Jesus, but I'm not a Christian. But I had 100 visions of the return Jesus, and then I had 50 visions of the rising waters.
What did you see, Stuart, a few years ago when you came on the program to talk about the Seattle tsunami possibilities?
The Seattle tsunami for November the 4th of that year. And it happened 55 days later in Sumatra, so I felt really rather foolish. So the tsunami part was right and the Seattle was wrong, But then again, you know, these visions exist, George, in a kind of timeless eternity. And to try to get things exactly right on a timescale, I have been horribly wrong at times, you know. So then after that, I kind of eased back on putting my predictions down. But now I'm on the stillwildblog.com. I put them up pretty much every few days. And I've been doing stock predictions because I've been seeing visions of stock market changes, not wild crashes or anything, but, you know, the euro-dollar rate and la-la-la and, you know, that sort of stuff. And all of those predictions have come true for one or two which haven't happened
yet. Well, there's no doubt about that, Stuart. Your predictions have been uncanny. Stuart Wild website linked up at coasttocoastam.com and on our Twitter feed. I have a Skype call from Maddie in Tokyo, Japan. I want to take this right now. Maddie, go ahead. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, my pleasure. Let me ask you some questions. Did you feel this earthquake?
Big time. I was in the gym when it happened, and at first I thought the person next to me using weights was using them so hard it was causing the floor to shake until I snapped to it and got out of there.
What is the mood right now in that region?
You know what? It's weird. Between me and all my expat friends, we're kind of contacting each other and pretty worried. But for the Tokyoites, the Japanese side, it's pretty nonchalant in a way. They're scared. But between the tremors, which have been going on for about the past 3 hours pretty consistently, between the tremors, a lot of people are still going out and walking their dogs and buying chicken. It's really bizarre. It's really weird.
They've talked about 4 million homes out of power near Tokyo with 14 major fires. Do you see any of that?
No, I don't see any of that, but I've seen some reporting, and there's a large oil refinery that burst into flames in the north of Tokyo. But some of my friends who live in those areas have been saying that they can see some smoke and cracks in the buildings of their offices. You know, the whole city shut down. The entire train network is done, and alarms are sounding, and you just got to kind of stay put.
Maddie, what gets you to Japan?
Yeah, I'm an English teacher, and I have family over here as well. I enjoy it.
They are used to catastrophes, but they constantly
in the Tokyo area.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, and they rebound. But I've got to tell you, Maddie, you know, in my entire broadcasting career, and I've looked at devastation, and thank God, I don't think that you're going to even get close to the death toll that we had in the Indonesian quake years ago. But the devastation is as big as anything I've ever seen. This is like, God forbid, but it's like they got hit by another atomic bomb. It's wiped out.
Yeah, there are certain areas that have been certainly devastated in that regard. But an atomic bomb is a bit much. Sorry.
It just keeps going.
Absolutely. And you just kind of got to wait for the next tremor. And then what? Do you want to go to sleep?
You can't. You can't go to sleep.
No, absolutely not. No.
You'll be up all night.
But it's weird how people just automatically assume that it's over. They just say, oh, it's over now. It's safe to return. But then the aftershocks keep continuing. It's a really bizarre mentality.
Absolutely. And you're about what, 250 miles away from most of the damage?
Yeah, that's right. Where the tsunami hit, it's about 250 miles away, but I'm pretty close to some of those other fires, but not too close to get harmed. Actually, when I moved to Tokyo, I chose a place that is the safest place to live in regarding earthquakes. So
they have built earthquake-proof buildings, and they're pretty darn strong, aren't they, Maddie?
Yeah, there's a lot of wood and concrete and a lot of flexibility in the buildings, for sure, yeah.
I work
in the skyscraper district in Tokyo, and they sway very gently.
What I'm seeing here, even though I've seen cars float away and boats and small ships tossed and turned, it looks like a lot of farmland on the northeast part of the country. Is that what that is?
Regarding the tsunami damage?
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like there's a lot of farmland out there from what I can see.
That north area is sort of a breadbasket and they used a lot of land reclamation to extend the land out artificially to increase their arable land. And of course, that area would, of course, be hit directly by a tsunami because it's very low lying and artificial.
The United Nations, they've got a number of search crews and rescue groups ready to send in if they need be. So I'm sure things will get back to normal in maybe a month or two. It's going to take a while. What time is it there now, Maddie?
It's just after 6 o'clock in the evening.
6 o'clock in the evening. What day?
It's Friday evening.
Friday evening already. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you're way ahead of us here in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, oh, yeah.
Thanks, Maddie.
I'm a Streamlink member.
Stay in check with us.
Okay. Thanks, George. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate that. That's Maddie out there checking in with us on our Skype line from Tokyo, Japan, during the middle of this devastation that has hit the northeast coast of Japan. But as I mentioned, we've got a tsunami warning for Hawaii. I've got a lot of friends in Hawaii. I've been trying to get a hold of them during the breaks. Cell phones are not working, so I pray that they are okay as well. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to do this for this entire hour. We're going to the San Juan Islands in Washington. There we go. Hi there.
Hi, George.
How would we pronounce your name?
Gladriel.
Well, thank you. Good. Nice name.
Thank you. I was hearing, where is the maps that Stan Dale was talking about?
Okay, if you go to coasttocoastam.com,
mm-hmm.
on the right-hand side, you'll see the icon for Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Just click that, and you should be able to get to it.
Okay, because I'm pretty far inland. I'm on an island, so I'm surrounded by the Pacific, and I can actually see the Pacific from my window, but it's got to be 2-3 miles from where I am. How far in do these tsunamis come?
Well, it depends on how forceful they are. In some cases, they can go in just a few hundred feet.
Mm-hmm.
In other cases, they can go in even further. They talk about the possibility, if the United States ever got hit by a tsunami on the East Coast, and it was a big one from the Canary Islands, it could be as high as 100 feet and go 25 to 50 miles inland.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you talk about devastation.
Yeah.
We don't know devastation until something like that happens.
Well, I've always felt that where I've been in this place 2 years, that it's high enough and far enough from the water. And there are all around Washington and on the island tsunami signs.
How close are you to the water?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think I'm like 3 miles.
3 miles. Do you hear sirens at all?
I'm not hearing anything.
Nothing. You're under a watch, which is not a warning. A warning mm-hmm. means it's coming. A
right.
watch means it could come. Be alert.
Right, right. And as I was going to say, there are tsunami routes.
On how to get out of there and get out of there
right.
fast. Sure.
Signs everywhere on the roads that say this way, you know, which way to go. So, you know, there is that. And I guess I'll just stay awake. I'm right by the Naval Air Base.
Okay.
And I kind of feel like those guys will give everybody a heads up because I'm sure they're watching.
Well, I got to tell you, if you're 3 miles inland, you are well protected. And let's pray that it doesn't even hit the western coast of the United States.
Yeah, we'll keep some good energy going for the whole planet.
You got that right. You know, earlier we were talking with Mitch Batras about the prophecies of Edgar Cayce, the late great American prophet. Edgar Cayce's map of North America, and you got to Google it and take a look at it, is absolutely stunning and frightening because he shows areas of this country that aren't there anymore. And though I don't think this is the beginning of that, one day Edgar Cayce, who was pretty darn accurate in his predictions, predicted exactly what it would look like. Let's go next to Newport Richey, Florida. Jerome's east of the Rockies. Jerome, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thanks. Nice talking to you, George.
Sure thing.
About a month and a half ago, I believe it was, you had a show on magnetic north moving and everything.
Yes, about 40 miles a year.
Yeah, and at that particular time, I would set a compass out on my desk, which since that time has moved about 4 degrees. Until tonight, when they had that tsunami and earthquake over there, now it's dropped back 2 degrees.
Really?
It lost 2 degrees as it picked up, yes.
Is it possible it kicked it back a little bit? That's weird.
Yeah.
Wow, with this kind of devastation, anything is possible. Anything is possible. During the Indonesian quake years ago, the planet's rotation changed. Not a lot, not enough where you could feel it, but it did change. And you change a planet, that's pretty darn big. This was one of the biggest. This was number 7 in recorded history of earthquakes. Let's go next to, whose turn is it? It's Cabot, Arkansas. Jim, you've been waiting a long, how long you been on hold, Jim?
About 30 minutes.
All right, that's not bad. Go ahead.
George, how you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, listen, December 21st, 2012, if I understand that right, George, they said that every 26,000 years, the Earth, the Sun, and the Milky Way line up.
We go through that planetary alignment, right.
Well, I think that would be a first for us. I call it God's physics. If it comes around once every 26,000 miles, I can see where maybe in the next year and a half or so, we might have some Earth upheavals down here. What do you think?
Oh, I think so, and I think we're seeing them right now. You know, when the Mayan calendar date was estimated at December 21st, 2012, I think there was a window there, plus or minus a few years. So it could have been 2010. It could be 2014. But right in that window, and I think we're in it right now, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it with X flares. We're seeing it with these volcanoes and earthquakes and all kinds of land problems, to be sure. But I'm still just in awe over the call I got from our caller near Lake Erie in the Midwest, where with one of his little devices, he picked up on the movement of the earthquake that hit off the northeast coast of Japan. Let's go next to Fort Bragg in California, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Jeff. You're up with us.
Hi, George. This is Jeff, right on the Mendocino coast here in Fort Bragg, a couple miles from the coast. And I called to talk to you about the Richter scale reading and something I learned about it from no less than Jim Berkland himself. But before I go to that, I have breaking news.
All right.
I've been monitoring KGO TV, ABC out of San Francisco.
Sure.
I've been on hold. I've been on a little while. And the now it's been upgraded from a watch to a warning on the entire West Coast. They're anticipating about a 7:23 a.m. time for Crescent City, which has had something like 45 tsunamis since the early 1900s. They're focused for some reason to receive these. San Francisco is anticipated at 8:08 a.m. to have wave action. And as I recall, and I don't remember the exact minute, but it seemed to me it was like Santa Monica, 8:40 a.m. Are you in L.A. right now?
I'm in L.A. right now.
Well, I tell you what, when you get off, you might want to do what I'm thinking of doing. I'm going to go and make a maximum withdrawal from the bank, and I'm going to go to the grocery store, which is like a few hundred feet from the shore, and it might not be there later. I don't know. They don't know how bad this is going to be, but I want to think ahead here and be as prepared as possible. Now, what Jim Berkland told me about the Richter scale is that quite some time ago, years ago, they went from that Richter scale reading, which people still refer to. I heard it tonight on the news, and I think I might have heard Stan Dale refer to the Richter reading. It's now called the magnitude scale. And, George, it's about a half a point lower than what we had with the old Richter scale. In other words, 0.5. So this 8.9 on the old Richter scale would be like a 9.4 or a 9.5. And that's why you may have heard people say, gee, you know, it seemed like this earthquake was stronger to me than what I remember those Richter scale readings read. Okay. Next time you talk to him, if you could ask him
that. We will do that. Yeah, indeed. We're going to take this quick break. Then we're going to come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, we're continuing to monitor the situation with the earthquake. 8.9 magnitude rocking the northeast coast of Japan. There are now tsunami warnings for portions of the western United States coasts. Tsunami warnings there. They're expecting them to hit at around 8 o'clock in the morning or so. Let us pray that they dissipate. We're getting reports of many earthquakes near Hawaii as well. Hawaii is under a tsunami warning. Cell phone activity is out in that region. I've been trying to reach some friends out there myself, and I have been unable to. The phone just goes straight to a busy signal. And we've got one ruling here. Shane says one of my friends stationed in Hawaii is saying they do not have cell phone coverage, but that they are safe. Well, that is good. Civil defense warnings, bleeps, tsunami warning in the San Francisco Bay Area. So it's along most of the western part of the United States, not in Southern California yet, but it probably goes down as far as maybe even Santa Barbara. So we'll continue to monitor that situation for you. I will take more of your phone calls when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Mike Sweden on our Skype line. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hi, George. This is great. I'm a longtime listener, and I thought I was going to try, you know, and call in. You know, I live in Sweden, in Europe. I'm kind of concerned about all these earthquakes that is going on.
Of course. I mean, there are way too many, Mike, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 38 years old, George, and I've never seen in my lifetime so many earthquakes going off within, I mean, the time frame between the earthquakes now are, it's like they're shortening down, and when are the government going to start talking and saying something about this? Because I bet you people are going to start making phone calls, people are going to start, you know, asking, hey, what's going on here? You guys are not saying anything, and we, the people, we have the right to know. I mean, I live in Europe, but still, you know, I consider myself a citizen of the world, and I'm concerned, you know. So when are they going to start telling people? Because I believe, George, they are covering this up, and they know what's going on.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Mike, and I don't think they know what to do. I think they're petrified to tell somebody of some impending catastrophe. I'm told that some of the alarms went off in Japan and they didn't tell anybody because they didn't want to create a panic. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But I firmly believe, George, that you're going to cause more panic by not saying anything.
I agree.
Because, you know, people, we are now, like now, I'm on Skype, and Skype's a great tool, you know, and I can call your show and I can share my views on what's going on. And I'm a concerned citizen of the world, and I want to know what's going on. And the thing is that people are using the web to communicate, and if the government is not saying anything, more and more people are going to start becoming more and more concerned. You know, they want to know. And so you're right. The whole thing about causing panic and riots and all these things, they're thinking about it. I believe so. But at the same time, George, don't we have the right to know?
Absolutely, Mike. And I want you, because you're in that region of the world, to keep in touch with us in case anything happens in that portion of where you are. Would you?
I'll do that. I'm actually, on a daily basis, I go to this website. I think it's the government in the U.S. that has it. It's earthquake.us. USGS.gov.
Yeah, it's part of the U.S. Geological Survey, and I do that a lot, too.
Yeah, so I check it out every day. And we had in the beginning of the year, I'm not born in Sweden, I'm Norwegian, but in the beginning of the year, there was a earthquake in Norway, and it didn't do any damage, but it was 4.2. So I think this is a global situation. It's not just for one region of the world. And you guys are now talking about the situation in the U.S. too, that something may go down. And we as the people of the world, citizens of the world, we have to really get some answers soon, or I'm afraid it will break out in panic, because that's how it works. You can only cover this up for so long. And after a certain amount of time, George, people are going to be fed up and they're going to start to take action themselves.
We see what they're doing now, Michael, in the Middle East. They've had enough, and it will probably happen planet-wide.
And exactly, George, and I'm afraid of that, because, you know, I'm an extremely intuitive person, and I sometimes have dreams, and I have only slept 3 hours last night because I woke up from this horrifying dream that Cape Town, South Africa, was struck by a major earthquake. And I hope to the creator of the universe that this is not going to happen.
Well, I hope you're right, Mike. Mike, I've got a call coming in from Don in Honolulu in Hawaii. They are under the tsunami warning. I'm going to go to that call right now. Don, what can you tell us? What's going on? I know they're starting to evacuate out there, aren't they?
Right, George, yes. We're doing evacuation. We expected the tsunami to hit about 2:59 or 3 o'clock a.m. Hawaii time. And we're waiting for at least in another 15 minutes, Rick Hamada, who's on the KGH radio.
Yes,
that,
I know Rick.
Yes, he's saying that they want to know about Midway and Wake Island. If they're going to get hit first, what the devastation would be, so we can expect what to expect here.
I've got a lot of friends on the Big Island there, Don, and I can't get a hold of them. Their phones are all out.
Phones are really bad right now if you call in the cell, and people are just panicking, going to the stores, buying all kinds of stuff, and trying to get ready for this tsunami. You know, it can just knock out everything on the coastline.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll say a prayer for you, Donald.
Yeah, and if you want to give Rick a call, he's on the radio station right now.
Okay, great.
Yeah, take care.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Tsunami warning now for Alaska. This is the biggest earthquake to hit Japan in 140 years. It is the seventh largest earthquake ever in recorded history. Truly amazing. Truly amazing. Of course, one of the big ones, of course, was the earthquake that hit Indonesia several years ago. That was a 9.1 to a 9.3, and there's been some debate over whether this one might be even bigger than that. It's categorized right now as an 8.9, but we'll see. They're going to adjust. They'll be looking at their numbers over the next few days, and if it goes up a little bit, it'll be bigger than that one. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Mendocino County, California. Patty, you're with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Patty.
Hello. I spoke to my daughter who lives on Okinawa about 45 minutes ago, and she said they were waiting. They were under, you know, tsunami warning. In fact, they were expecting it to hit in about 45 minutes, so around now. And they had evacuated all the public buildings, and, you know, they said to go to high ground. There's one little hill behind.
There's no high ground, and in some cases,
yeah,
Patty,
she said the whole island's maybe 13 miles wide.
Yeah, and they're saying that in some cases the tsunami is higher than some of the islands.
Oh man,
which is horrible.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Well,
I'm actually about maybe a quarter mile from the ocean here too, and I'm in a travel trailer. I figure I'll throw out the buoy balls or something
and
ride it out.
Float away. Right?
Yeah. But no, she said that looking at the news there, that she could see that it was really bad. That she said there was whole little towns that appear to have been washed away, and that she said when the tsunami first hit, you know, the upper part of Japan, she said it was 10 meters high.
Oh, that's 30 feet. That's huge.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh my
gosh, it's pretty frightening.
Well,
she said
let's
it's
hope
a
it
lot
dissipates.
Of lot of devastation they're showing on the news.
Yeah,
there.
Absolutely. We've been watching that. Patty, thanks for your input.
All right, bye-bye.
Appreciate that. Will, my associate producer, tells me tsunami warnings issued for at least 20 countries already. 20 countries out there. Wake Island, Taiwan, Guam, the Northern Marianas, Pacific Islands, Japan, Russia, Marcus Islands, all over the place. True devastation from a very active planet in all ways. We'll go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, east of the Rockies. Hey, Angela, go ahead.
Hi. As I've been sitting here on the phone waiting, I've seen some stuff. I've got family that lives in Long Beach, California. And I think my mother said they're like 2 miles from the coast.
Yeah. Now, the southern part hasn't been warned yet. It hasn't.
Well, it looked like on
far.
The TV just now, it was all the way down.
Oh, really? Well, I haven't seen that. Not going to say it hasn't happened, but I haven't seen that.
Is that close to L.A. or further south?
Long Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the region.
Okay, TV, they just looked like the red line was shooting all the way down to L.A.
Oh,
so
man.
I was just wondering if I should call my family and let them know because they're probably sleeping, but I didn't want to call if it wasn't necessary.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you want to wake them up.
Yeah, I thought that would be a smart thing to do, but I thought you could help me because I wasn't able to find anything on the TV.
We haven't heard much about Southern California. Everything is a little north, all the way up to Oregon and Washington.
I may wait a little bit longer.
San Francisco. And they say if it's gonna hit around 8 o'clock in the morning.
If they lived 2 miles, will it affect them?
For it to go in 2 miles, it's got to be huge. I do not believe it will be that big if it hits the West Coast.
Okay, well, that gives me some relief.
Yeah, it'll be close to dissipating, I trust. Let's go to North Carolina. Chase is truck driving out there. Hey, Chase, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Welcome. Been a long-time listener, first-time caller. Just like to say, traveling coast to coast with coast to coast.
Well, that's super. That's what we're here for.
I was listening to the radio, satellite radio, around 15 after 12 Central Time, and I heard the first of the news broadcasts. I immediately went to my iPhone and went to the scanners for Tokyo.
Okay.
To leave some fire scanners. There was a lot of chatter, and then all of a sudden it just quit.
Why would it just quit? What would...
I don't know. You know, it's a streaming, internet streaming. It's how I received
It could have been cut. You know, power went out to about 4 million homes in that region, so it could have been businesses too, I'm sure.
Yes, that's probably what I was thinking, but I just wanted to throw that little bit in there, and I have one more question.
Sure.
Earlier, we're talking about the New Madrid Falls. I live in northern Mississippi, and I was just wondering if that would cause any problems in northern Mississippi if there was in defense.
Mississippi is very close to the line. It goes up into Illinois. St. Louis gets a part of it. New Madrid Fault, horribly enough, is bigger than the San Andreas Fault.
Terrible.
Yeah. All right. Be well.
All right. Thank you.
Let's go now to Carmen, Victoria, Canada. You are on Coast to Coast. Hello, Carmen.
Morning.
Morning.
Just watching the news now. I missed the part of the radio station because our alert system cut into the broadcast and said we are now just on an advisory, tsunami advisory, saying that it's just going to be strong current to not to go swimming and boating. But I see on the news on CNN right now, they say a 6.9 meter tsunami has hit Japan.
Which is 21 feet.
Yeah. So all news stations right now are carrying everything on there, but apparently the West Coast is going to just have strong currents. And so I thought I'd phone and give you that update because that's
playing
on our radio
Carmen.
Station because I can't hear you anymore.
Okay, thank you. I tell you, one of the wonders of this program, all of you are instant reporters for us. And you know what? Thank God we had the vision to put in the Skype line some time ago, which allows us now to get phone calls, even though we had an international line, Skype phone calls from Coast Insiders who are in different countries. They're in Japan. They're in Sweden. You've heard this. They're in Korea. And when these calls come in, it's instant, and we are connected around the planet. There is no doubt about that. Let's go to Klamath Falls, Oregon. Art's with us, first-time caller. Art, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, you bet, George. We live a little east of Klamath Falls, but the interesting thing was is we have, animals, a lot of wild animals around here. And this morning we have a cat that's part leopard, and she disappeared for probably 4 or 5 hours. We finally got a hold of her and got her back to the house, but she was totally freaked out.
Oh, she felt something.
Well, not only that, we had deer. We have like maybe 100 acres behind the backyard, and you can see deer running all over the place. This is about probably 10 o'clock this morning.
Well, that's it. And if we see them running around out here in L.A., we know something's happening.
Well, maybe cats and dogs. I don't know about deer.
So you are under a warning. And
it was escalated to a warning about probably, I'd say, 40 minutes
ago.
Well,
let's hope it dissipates by the time it gets there.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Art.
You bet. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, speaking of arts, have not heard about Art Bell in the Philippines at all with regards to this situation. Let's take a few more calls here. John is in Edmonton, Canada. Hey, John, thank you. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a ham radio operator there, and I was having a conversation with a fellow there in Hawaii on we were talking over the ham radio, and we were just exchanging some information there, and all of a sudden he said, "Hey, dude, I got to go. There's a big tsunami warning in effect for 2:59, a.m. And I was like, "Holy crap, you know. Wow, I can't believe that." So basically what I did was I got on the radio and I started contacting people in Australia, people all over like the world, and let everybody know.
Good coming. For you.
Yeah, exactly that. And just to let you know that everybody there in the ham community is there, and we're all listening, and we're all there to help people in emergencies.
You guys, are the first line of defense with information.
Well, we're the people that don't rely on infrastructure. We all have our own antennas and our own, you can go jump in your pickup truck and get on the radio and talk to people halfway across the planet.
That's so, right. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and the call sign that I was talking to, he was Alpha Hotel 6, Romeo Hotel. His name was Ron, and I hope he's doing okay in Hawaii.
Good. Thanks for the update there.
Yeah, I'd like to say a prayer for everybody out there, and a big, big, big warm hello and thank you and welcome from Canada here, man. Like, I can't say enough about them. Like, they're in my heart and in my prayers, you know?
All right, John. Well, you're our brothers to the north, as I've always said. Let's go to Pat, Portland, Oregon, west of the Rockies. We'll squeeze you in real fast, Pat. Go ahead.
Hey, George, just an update for you.
Sure.
ABC affiliate in Portland is now calling for a 1 to 5 foot tsunami, 7:15 a.m. Northern Oregon coast.
Gosh, one you could handle. Five is pretty strong.
Yeah, and the kind of scary part is the weather guy is not saying if anymore. He's saying minimum 1 foot.
Yeah. It's gonna hit. No, one you can handle.
7:24.
Five could cause some damage. One, no, I don't think it would be that bad.
Yeah, and again, along with Art, we're all hoping for the low-lying islands in the Philippines. They're very, very low.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you, Pat. Indeed. We'll have continual updates again tomorrow on our next Coast to Coast show. It's Friday night, and normally we'll do our scary nights. But let's see how bad this devastation is in Japan, where it's around going on at 7 o'clock in the 7 o'clock at night, Friday night out there already. I want to thank my entire staff for yeoman's work tonight, keeping this information on the air for you on Coast to Coast AM. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Will Wilkerson, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.